When we look at something, light coming from the object aligns with the most sensitive parts of the retina, called the macula and fovea. This provides central vision with the highest visual acuity. As we move from the macula in any direction, the retina decreases in sensitivity and color vision and acuity diminish. Light entering the eye at an angle from the visual axis hits the peripheral retina, which allows peripheral vision. In perimetry, visual targets that vary in size and brightness are presented to the eye from specific directions. In kinetic perimetry, a map of visual field sensitivity is produced by moving stimuli along meridians radiating out from the fovea and recording where the patient is able to notice them. A line joining a collection of points showing the border where a given stimulus is seen is called an isopter. To test visual field sensitivity, a strong stimulus target is presented from the edge of the visual field, and a record is made of when the patient is able to first see it. This is then repeated for multiple meridians. In a normal eye, it is expected that from that point on to the macula has the measured level of sensitivity or greater. A second, then a third isopter is then produced by reducing the illumination or size of the stimulus. Each isopter progressively records an area of higher sensitivity. Visual field defects and the physiological blind spot are mapped in the opposite way. First, the position of the blind spot or defect is located by asking the patient to indicate when the stimulus disappears. The stimulus is moved outwards in 6 to 8 different directions, and the patient is asked to indicate when the light reappears. Defects that are larger or have more complex shapes will need further investigation to provide detail. Smaller defects and the blind spot may be missed if the stimulus is too large. In this way, any visual field loss can be mapped. The finished representation of the visual field is able to be interpreted to provide evidence about the condition of the retina, optic nerves, and visual cortex. Pathology at any of these structures can produce particular defects in the visual field.